Other events, volunteers needed. May 28th, YMCA 5 10K run walk. Dick, is that still on, correct?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from them, but I usually don't hear until the last minute.
Okay.
It's Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
You put me down, I'll be there. I have nothing going on that day, I know pretty sure.
Yeah, I can do it too.
Dick, we usually go out and we do some radio communication for the YMCA. It's held at Black Shannon. It's a good time.
We do a 5K followed by a 10K.
Okay.
I used to do it simultaneously, but then there were some people wanted to be able to run 15K.
That's a lot of Ks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of Ks.
Yeah. How long does that take? That's usually done by lunchtime, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think the first race starts at 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I'll get particulars on, put it on a repeater site, or yeah. Put it on the website.
I've done two of them now, and I enjoy them.
Yeah. Sure.
And the way it starts is Dick's at the starting point, and we all get on the radio together on the repeater, and then Dick tells us when the race starts, so we all have a stopwatch with us, and we start our stopwatches, and I always keep two because I'm always afraid. And then as runners go by, we call out their times, and some runners have their own devices and things, but people appreciate it, and they thank us and stuff. And
we just try and, we have them, on the 10K, we have them at 1, 2, 3, and 5, if we can provide people for all of those. That we have communications, and I go back to the ambulance site from the start, that way we have emergency services. The 5K runs on the road that turns off to the right just before the bridge, the West Side Road. That's a 2.5, 1 mile and two mile marker on that. Usually I get to the people that were there can go to the 5 mile mark or the 3 mile mark if needed. So.
How many runners do you guys have?
Usually maybe about at least 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ballpark.
And why we do it out black, there is no cellular communication in the park. It's zero. So that's why they really depend on us for, you know, to get if anybody gets injured or whatever. I mean, it's a desolate area out there.
Can I ask
yeah, Carl.
What frequency do you use?
Usually we use the 4.3.
4.3.
Okay. With the it works okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And 8.5 is a backup.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So I have a UHF repeater that might be available. We actually tried it at that race once and it worked miserably. But I think that was an antenna problem and not the repeater's problem. Mm.
No, I think I've tested a good bit out around the park, and I think we're pretty, the 4.3.
You can besides go out and test the park.
The first year I did it, I had just a 5-watt HT, and I was probably at the worst spot, which is at the 1 mile mark, down behind, sort of, just beyond the Kephart Dam, and I was okay with that.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
And there have been times I put two rigs on and called on, by two, simplex.
Yeah.
If we can't communicate with that.
Okay, well, if you're interested in that, just either send an email to me or Bob, and we'll get the message back to Dick.
Well, I just want, everybody's email address is on the website. If anybody who's a member, they can get into the members area. So if you ever want to email any other member, including Dick, you can also get to him directly. That's probably the best thing. Instead of having a middle person, so. But, and by the way, if anybody ever loses their password or their username and doesn't know how to get into the members area of the website, just let me know, and I'll fix you up. The passwords they give you are really long, easy to forget.